You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
A few moments ago, we played a little Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. She is back on the market. She's back in the game because her relationship with this latest dude ended after, what, 4, 5, 6 months, something?
3 months.
Okay, 3 months. And that's different because she seems to be back on the market every year or so. But we want to focus on the people who have been off the market for maybe a minimum of 10 years. Married, in a relationship, living with someone, whatever, for 10 years, 15, sometimes 20. And then suddenly those relationships end. And here you've got people who have not dated. Some say, there are some people who have not dated maybe since the 90s or earlier. And now all of a sudden they're back in the game. And I have talked to people in this situation. In fact, I remember having coffee with a friend of mine. And I mean, this is a beautiful woman, and she'd been married, and she was, you know, starting to date again. And she told me, she goes, "That's so awkward and uncomfortable. I don't even know what to say when I go out with these guys."
Did you reach across the table and put your hand on her hand and be like, "I'm going to make everything okay"?
That's exactly what I said. That's as if you were a fly on the wall.
"Can I get you another cup of coffee?"
Why don't we take this coffee? Why don't we take this coffee back to my place? No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay, just curious.
I was very understanding.
All right.
But yeah, that's what happens, is that people suddenly have to date again. And we want to open up our phones this morning, and we want to turn this into like a forum of sorts for people who have been married or otherwise engaged for 10 or more years and suddenly have to go back out there and start dating again. Here's my question for all of you. Please call and let's talk about this. What has been the hardest thing to get used to after all of this time? What has been the biggest adjustment that you've had to make when suddenly you're dating again after so much time?
Mm-hmm. You know what I think about?
What?
How we talk that when you're in a new relationship, it's you move your hat forward and, you know, eyes straight ahead, and you don't talk about the past or bring any of that up.
Yeah.
But if you've been with someone for 10, 20 years, it's like all of your stories
yes.
are from a relationship that isn't the person you're on a date with.
Correct.
You smell what I'm cooking?
Very much so.
So it's hard. It's like, do I tell this story? Do I bring this up? But then clearly it's with me and my ex. You know, it's just like
You got to make new stories.
You talk about right. current events and that's it.
Yeah, the body double. Hillary's body double.
And
here's our number, because we would love for you to chat with us about this. 303-691-1649. If you get a busy signal, hang up and call back. Let's find out what has been the biggest adjustment for you, or somebody that you know who got back into it and they've sat down with you over a glass of wine and said, "This is what I just can't handle." I try to imagine Jer-Bear over here, who's been with Nicole for 14 years.
Yeah.
14 years.
Married for 10.
And I'm trying to imagine you back out in the game.
I feel like I would be completely lost, because I wouldn't even really know how to pick anybody up or start awkward conversations. I feel like I wouldn't know how to just date in general. But yet the other side of me is like, man, there would not be a blonde in town that would be safe. I would tear this town up. I would have a loft downtown. I think I'd be wearing like a suit coat all the time, yes. and just tearing this town up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going crazy.
I think so. Because I've been from 4:30 to 7:30.
Right. I gotta work early. You know, so
he'd be tearing Littleton up, and then he would call his mother and tell her all about
it. Buffalo Wild Wings.
He would text a picture of you ladies to his mom to get her approval.
What do you think? No, I wouldn't.
Those of you who are on hold, by the way, don't hang up. We're gonna come back and take
especially if you're blonde, your
calls next. Right now, we're at the other end of the spectrum. We're talking about adults who have been in a relationship for years and years and years and years. Suddenly, they're single again. We're calling it getting back in the game. What has been the biggest adjustment of all? And we had some great calls that while they were holding, they hung up. And that breaks my heart. I guess
they broke up with us.
Yeah, we got dumped. They made some really good points. Here's Rochelle, who has been holding. Hey, Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good. So a lot of people are calling and they want to tell us their whole story. We don't want the whole story. What we want to know is, what's been the biggest adjustment after being off the market for years and years?
Oh, well, I think that you said it was dating second time around. I'm thinking it's more like dating first time around.
Oh, that's a great point.
I met him 16, first kiss, first date, first everything, with him for 30 years. That ends, and now I'm dating really again for the very first time.
Yeah.
So everything is new.
Yeah.
Every single thing is new. There's not one thing that's the same because, that was like 1970-something.
And now you've got to deal with, technology,
right?
Too, and checking his Facebook.
Everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, texting.
Body parts are different. It's not the same hand that I held.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Different lips.
But that's exciting.
When you're with someone for like 30 years, they become an appendage. So it's just always there. You know exactly what it is. And now there's the whole unknown. what is this? how do they move to the left?
But don't you have... Do you have butterflies now? I mean, isn't it just a little bit exciting?
No.
No, really? Because, I think that's what I would really enjoy is the butterflies.
Well,
right?
Like the new excitement.
I'm back in a relationship, so that's great. But, going through it, I don't know. It's kind of... people I speak to, it's pretty disgusting.
Well, you know what, Rochelle? We got to run. Thank you so much for your call, and good luck to you, okay?
Oh, all right. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Good luck. That's pretty funny.
She makes a great point that is like an appendage if you're with someone that long and you know everything about
their move,
them.
The way they sleep.
And you
the way
even
they
brought
eat.
Up, you said something about different lips, Jeremy.
Different lips.
And that's right. When you're.
Kissing style.
No two people kiss the same way.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you've kissed the same person for 30 years and suddenly your mouth is on somebody else's mouth.
You got to get used to that new mouth.
And
I have excessive saliva.
You probably feel like you're cheating, even though you're not,
Right.
The first couple of times.
Here comes Andy. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Well, I'm in my 50s, and I never... It was just trying to find a good source I was too old to go to the bar scene. I'd go there and I'd sit at a table and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't know how to work the social websites, Facebook, stuff like that. It was just horrible trying to find a place to go or somewhere where there were women that were available. And it was kind of funny because, anybody that was my age that was single for a reason, okay? And
sure.
there were a lot of different Chris. Reasons that weren't really,
means they're crazy,
that,
Chris.
That much fun. Yeah. I mean, it was, and so, but yeah, I was lucky enough to find somebody, and the biggest adjustment for me after I did find somebody was I'd been single for like 10 years, 12 years, and moving in and having somebody live with you again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're setting your ways.
I understand, dude. I have lived, since my divorce, I have been living alone now for 11, almost 12 years. So I understand what you're saying. Listen, I'm glad you called. Good luck to you, and thanks for being on the show.
You guys rock. Thanks.
See you, man.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Yeah, it's an adjustment. Here's,
where are all these people?
Here's Monica, who's in her early 30s. Monica, how long were you in a relationship?
10 years.
10 years. So what's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Well, it just recently happened where we're just separated, and it really is the flirting. Like, I'm 30, and I don't remember how to flirt. Like, my body's not the same as it was when I was in my early 20s, 19s or 20s. And I just don't know. Like, I'm just like, it's like a forgotten thing. And the whole cheating part, too. Like, I feel like I'm still cheating on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just toss your hair. That works
right.
for me. Just toss your hair a little bit.
Guys really like it when you punch them in the arm.
I've had this laugh with some people, too. The whole idea of a woman flirting and a guy being able to pick up on the fact that she's flirting. Because some guys are kind of naive and they don't pick up on it. While other guys take every single thing you do, Monica, as flirting.
Right.
You can say hello. and they think you're right. flirting
you
with them.
They just smiled at you, dude. Yeah, put it in your pants.
I don't know that you need to like overthink, you know, how to flirt. I think if you're
not
just
the arm punch, but the arm touching the arm and the shoulder area,
punch it.
That is huge. Huge.
I will tell you that, Monica, speaking as a guy, you're having a conversation and you just gently lay your fingers on my shoulder to make a point.
Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
Butterflies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got that? Did you write that one down?
Yeah, good tip. Definitely.
Don't overdo that, by the way. And you don't want to do it the minute you meet someone. Save that for just the right time.
Don't do it to like the checker at King Supers. Do it to the guy you're on a date with.
Right.
All right.
Unless the checker at King Supers is hot.
Hey, is there somebody on your radar at least?
Well, there's a guy who's have a crush on that's coming this weekend, so that's why I'm kind of nervous.
Oh.
I smell some arm touching.
Now, wait a minute. Where is he going to be staying?
He's going to be staying with some friends.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go out this weekend, so
what are you doing?
I don't know where he's taking me. Like, his friends are going to go out, and then I guess they're going to leave. I don't know. I'm just, this feels so much.
Oh, you're freaking out.
You don't know.
You're freaking out. Just wear something pretty and put some perfume on. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be just fine. Go out and buy this scent called Light Blue. Get that. It's by Dolce & Gabbana.
Don't do it.
And get some Spanx.
Put some Light Blue on, just a little bit, just a trace of it, not a lot, and then you'll
it's
be fine.
Wait, hold on. Can we address the Spanx thing real quick? Because they look good, you know, for the appearance, but then if things start getting hot and heavy, you don't want to be ripping off a pair of Spanx new guy.
But I'm going to assume that her first weekend seeing this guy, there will not be clothes coming off, right, Monica?
No,
it could happen. You'll put a couple of white Zinfandels and
you'll be fine. Like, I'm happy for you. Listen, why don't you do me a favor? Will you call next week? We won't even have to necessarily put you on the air. Will you call us next week and tell us how your date went?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to hear about it, okay? Sure. Oh, hell, wait a minute. I'm gone all next week.
Oh, well, call.
Tell me. We'll talk, Monica.
Call in October.
Yeah, call in October and tell me, okay? Hell, you might be engaged by then, so.
I know, right?
Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.